And then I got this note. John, I wanted to send you a very sincere, though sad, thank you. The first day you did speed jokes in 2020, I was living in Chicago in the McKinley Park neighborhood, and my mom was living in Lafayette, Indiana. She texted me at work and asked me if I was listening and how wonderful it is to have something to laugh at. I called her after work, and we talked about how nice it was to hear something besides the gloom and doom of COVID. And then I had to explain the fly joke to her. Every day we would talk in the evening and go over what our favorite joke was that day. Sadly, she had to explain the wheel of cheese joke to me. Those are two famous jokes that we told on this show, and remember, we don't explain them, which made her feel better about the fly joke. Each of us understood one, the other did not. In 2022, my life circumstances changed, and I moved to Lafayette and in with my mom. I work from home, so she would be downstairs, I would be upstairs, and both of us would be listening. We could hear each other laugh at the ones we found most funny, and we would always discuss them when I went downstairs at the end of my work day. Well, Mom passed away July 27th, just a couple weeks short of her 91st birthday. For the last few years, you have provided us with something to laugh at 5 days a week, and I thank you for that. It'll be hard to listen to them without her. But I will, because God knows I need something to laugh at now. The last joke we laughed over was actually from Eric Zorn's Picayune Sentinel, but it should be a speed joke. What if soy milk is just regular milk introducing itself in Spanish? Thanks for listening.
That's good.
And thanks for the treasured laughs that I shared with my mom. This is Kathy Stoike in Lafayette, Indiana. Here come some new speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's a joke from Reverend Dan Shutters in Gray's Lake and Gary Lenz in Chicago and Brian Penikoff in Gurnee. I got a joke from Muggsy John and Skydiver Sally in Brazil, Indiana, and Bob Jakeaway in Rockford and Doug in Sycamore and Floyd in Crown Point. And a joke came in while I was gone from Pam in Tucson, Arizona. Daniel Fick, thank you very much. And Robert Buccieri in Palatine and Gabe McGrory. Gabe McGrory, how do we know that name? From London, sent us a joke. He's family for our Jeannie McGrory here. Thank you, Jeannie, and thank you, Gabe. Gary Hoyne sent a joke from St. Charles, retired from teaching and not missing all of those back-to-school meetings today. My son's a public school teacher in Chicago, and he's at his back-to-school meetings today. The kids get there next week in Chicago. Jeff Schultz, Maintenance Coatings Company, South Elgin, thank you. James Wing is cooler by the lake, he says, in southwest Michigan. Andy, I went out for a run yesterday, but I had to come back after 2 minutes because I forgot something.
What did you forget?
I hate running. My pet crow died from exhaustion after hours of continuous squawking.
Well, that's weird.
The vet attributed it to the death... Hey, Andy, I've been gone for a week.
It's okay, you're good.
Hey, Andy, my pet crow died from exhaustion after hours of continuous squawking.
Wow, that is weird.
Thank you, Andy. The vet attributed the death to...
Here, Take three.
You do it. You just do it.
Hey, John, my pet crow died from exhaustion after hours of continuous squawking.
That's weird.
The vet attributed the death to natural cause.
Running into stationary objects can be really painful, according to a recent poll.
Hey, John, the guy who plays the Japanese version of The Flash is really good. Everyone loves him.
So he's not just Flash in Japan? Yesterday, I went to an ice cream shop. Took me a few minutes to walk over to the counter, and then I groaned getting up on the stool.
Hey, what'd you order?
I got a hot fudge sundae. The server said crushed nuts, and I said no bad knees. My friend keeps randomly shouting out, broccoli, cauliflower. I think she has florets. A guy walks into a bar and says, scuffle, melee, brawl. Bartender says, hold it, fella. Them's fighting words. I don't want to brag, Andy, but I have the memory of one of those, you know, those big gray animals. Guy walks into a bar with a chicken pot pie on his head. The bartender says...
Well, what's with a chicken pot pie?
The guy says, it's an old family tradition. We always wear chicken pot pies on our heads on Tuesdays.
Dude, today's Monday.
The bartender says...
Oh, sorry, I jumped the gun on that one.
You weren't believing that I could actually get through a whole line.
Sorry.
The bartender says...
Dude, today's Monday.
The guy says, oh dear, I must look like a real fool now. Should we edit this and then play it back at 1:30?
No, we're human beings. Come on.
I believe the edited version would be better. Just an observation here. The fact that there's a highway to hell and just a stairway to heaven says a lot about the anticipated traffic numbers.